This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is the conflict in the Middle East about to widen?
President Biden says the U.S. will respond after a drone strike killed three American troops in Jordan along the Syrian border.
We had a tough day last night in the Middle East.
U.S. officials say one of several Iranian-backed groups was behind the deadly attack on an installation known as Tower 22, a critical hub in Jordan for U.S. troops in Syria. After asking for a moment of silence during an appearance at a South Carolina church banquet hall, the U.S. deaths are the first after months of strikes by Iran-backed militias across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war. Dozens more were injured in the attack. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's word this morning of what appears to be an Israeli airstrike on a Damascus, Syria suburb where Iran-backed fighters have a presence. Two people are dead. This from Syrian media and an opposition war monitor. No immediate comment from Israel. Kensington Palace says Kate, Princess of Wales, has been discharged from a London hospital and is making good progress after abdominal surgery. She's back home and she's thanking well-wishers. Two games, two winners, but only one team is going to win the Super Bowl. It'll be either the 49ers or the Chiefs.
KC won the AFC title game 17-10 over Baltimore as Travis Kelce caught 11 passes and now is the all-time receptions leader in the postseason, surpassing Jerry Rice. Meanwhile, in the NFC Championship contest, San Francisco rallied from 17 down at the half to beat Detroit 34-31. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
X, which used to be Twitter, has blocked searches for Taylor Swift. As deepfake images of her have circulated online, this is AP News. To Ukraine now, and a scandal.
Ukraine's security service says employees from a Ukrainian arms firm conspired with defense ministry officials to embezzle about $40 million earmarked to buy 100,000 mortar shells. The service says five people have been charged so far, with one person detained while trying to cross the Ukrainian border. If found guilty, they face up to 12 years in prison. The probe comes as Kyiv attempts to clamp down on corruption in a bid to speed up its membership in the European Union and NATO. Officials from both blocs have demanded widespread anti-graft reforms before Kyiv can join them. Security officials say that the current probe dates back to August 2022, when officials signed a contract for artillery shells worth nearly £40 million with arms firm Lviv Arsenal. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.